Sagt die Mischne. Nun war wo mit Beis. So the halacha is that by when you give a machzah shekel to Hegdish, there's an additional coin called a kalbin that they would add to the machzah shekel. Machlokes Tanoim, if the kalbin is always added or only added if you got change. Like, for instance, you were getting a shekel back from Hegdish. B'lamaisa, the pashtus of our sugya, that's how Rashi seems to be learning, is that we're going here like a mayor holds you always add a kalba. Always add a kalba. Now, question is, what's not recording? No, the shekel was separate. You gave a machzah shekel. That's a big vikuach in the Rishonim. They held it was the smallest matbeah at the time. And there wasn't really a shir. The Tosfos Yom Tov says there wasn't a shir. It was a matbeah ktana shebo'isei zman. And lemaisa, why they do it? So there's a big shiloh why they did it. Somehow they did it because there was a chashash that the matbeah is chaser. Could be there's something lacking in the coin, so you're not having the shir machzah shekel. Obviously, that would be the svara why, no matter even one person giving, has to add a kalbin. Right? If you learn that it was more for the exchange, like a service fee almost, so then it only worked if you went to Hector and you got your coin back. Now, when two people gave a kalbin, a machzah shekel together, a shekel shalim, so there are two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is it's one ma'isa machzah shekel, one pu'ula being done. If you look at it as it's one pu'ula being done, so then there won't be a chiyuv kalba. It's not like two machzah shekels are being given. One shekel sholem is being given on behalf of both. So if you learn that it's one nesina, they will only misaken a kalba by a machzah shekel. So if there's one nesina of a shekel sholem, no kalba. But normally when two partners give a machzah shekel together, it's not viewed as one nesina, it's viewed as two nesinas. Yes, you're doing it together, but what we hear is a half a shekel coming from you and a half a shekel coming from you. So you have to give a kalba. Right? So basically, that's why Mishnah is taking over. The reason why this comes here in our sugi is because Ma'aseh Behem is potter from Shutfus. So the Mishnah, the pashtos of our Mishnah, is that the Mishnah wants to equate the definition of shutfis by ma'aseh behem to whatever it is by machzah shekel. So if something would not qualify as a shutfis by machzah shekel, it would not be considered shutfis to pater from ma'aseh behem. And if something would, obviously it would be pater. So that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah basically wants to say like this. We find halach in Shkolim that is two times that you can give machzah shekel when you're Yorushim. One is to give it before Chalukah, and one is after Chalukah. Before Chalukah, we call it Tfusas Habayis. It seems to be it should be very similar to after Chalukah. Tfusas Habayis is also Shutfis, right? You have 10 Yorushim, the Yashin and estate from their father. Right now, they're all Shutfim. But the name of the Shutfis is Tfusas Habayis. That's the way it's called. It's called Tfusas Habayis. And therefore, it has different halachas. Then, if let's say they would split up and then get back together, then they'd be regular Shutfim. So in other words, brothers only have a din of shutfis after they divide. Till they divide, although they are shutfim, they are halachically shutfim, but those areas in halacha where shutfis impacts the chi of a ptur of the situation, tfus zabayis is exempt from that. So it's an interesting situation. Clearly it's shutfis. It's no shaila, it's shutfis. And halachically speaking, somebody would want to take money from the tfus zabayis to be mekadesh a woman. It's no different than a shutf taking his money being mekadesh a woman. If he would give a pruta, she wouldn't be mekadesh, because it's not all his money. Right? He has other shutfim. Right? Just like any shutf. It's really a regular shutfis, but for some reason, even though it's a regular shutfis, the ownership is shutfis, for some reason, anywhere in halacha where shutfis impacts iser veheta, doesn't kick in by tfusas abayas. It's almost like an immunity. That's what I would call it. Tfusas abayas is immune from any shutfistika restrictions or pturim or chiyuvim. It's under the radar screen. Although it's clearly a shutfis. Nobody could say tfusas abayas is not a shutfis. It is chal. Right now it's chal. It's not in limbo state. Right now the shutfim own the thing. And if you would put it this way, if you would steal it, you'd be goyzel min ha-shutfim. You'd be a gazlan. Goyzel min ha-shutfim. Okay? If you wanted to take an esrog to be yotze the mitzvah by tfusas abayas, the sugi bova basra, you won't be yotze. Because it's shutfis. So they are shutfim right now. The brothers are shutfim. The money can't be in limbo. The money belongs to the shutfim. And if you steal from them, you're chayiv. And you'll be chayiv shuus ha-pikodin. You'll be chayiv shuus ha-noitlim, shuus ha-goizlim. This belongs to the shutfim. Yes, in particular. If it's nobody in particular, they can't take you to Bezin. Any one of them could take you. Any one of them could take you to Bezin. If there's one of them is here, he could take you to Bezin. They, independently and collectively, own the Nechasim. But for some reason, they don't have the limitations or the chiyuvim of Shutfis when it comes to Isavet. Meaning, you will not find one monetary halacha that doesn't apply to tfusus abayas. That means chosha mishpat, it is absolutely regular shutfus. You won't find one exemption in chosha mishpat to tfusus abayas. You're only going to find exemptions where it relates to isur v'heter, relates to a mitzvah, relates to... Now that has to be understood. It doesn't seem to make so much sense. Why should it be like that? I'm a monoshuch. Like Zev is trying to say here, if you're going to tell me there's no real shutfis, there's no real party here, so then it should have impacts in choshem mishpat as well. Okay? If corporate ownership is not ownership, we find chilukim in choshem mishpat. Lagabi ribbis, lagabi many halachas. Nobody would say that tfusus abayis could lend the money out peribis, like a corporation. There are those who hold can. Those who hold a corporation could lend that money peribis is because corporate ownership is not ownership. Fine. By the way, I would have no problem with that. If the halacha would be, halacha Moshe Mesinai, that nobody owns the money when it first falls. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is the Yerushim own the money. And the halacha is in all monetary areas, it belongs to the Yerushim. But again, where it's going to be negeya to Issur v'Heter, like Maisa Behema, Machzis HaShekel, where it's negeya to Issur v'Heter, then we say no. They don't become Shutfim, and it's both L'Chiv and L'Ptur. In both directions, they don't become Shutfim until they split it, and then they rejoin. Obviously, if they split and stay split, they're not shutfim. they're separate. If they split and then get back together, then they're regular shutfim. They're regular shutfim. So this needs clarity. And then we're going to have the Gemara is going to say an even bigger chiddush, that if they split perfectly equal, this is mamish mind-boggling. Let's say the father leaves over 100 goats, and there's two shutfim, they split 50-50. So now everybody agrees they're separate ownership. Separate. Now if they get back together, the Gemara is about to say, now it goes back to Tfusas Abayas. It's not a pella. Why would that be? In other words, it reverts back. If they split, they said Izim and Tyoshim, so it's not an exact split, then in a Hanami, then when they get back together, it's regular Shutfas. But if they bring it back to Mamish, what it was before, and the splitting was exactly Gdim, Keneged Gdim, then you could bring back home the status of Tzvizas Abayis. That's also a Pella. I mean, it just takes a Pella and makes it a bigger Pella. Forces us to mimic more, to understand what's Tzvizas Abayis. What is it? But our Mishnah says that if it's Tzvizas Abayis, it's Chayv and Maiser Behem. Because since it's not Shutfis, it's Chayv and Maiser Behem. If they're chayv and kalbin, they're potter from ma'aser behem, because that's another way of saying they split. If they split, then the chayv and the kalbin, when they get back together, we're talking about they got back together, all the cases are they got back together. So now the chayv and the kalbin, because we don't view it as one shekel, we view it as two machzes shekels. And memele, which, by the way, machzah shekel, just to add to the problem here, machzah shekel is even more complicated, because l'chora, the chiv machzah shekel is a chiv gavra, right? It's not a chiv on my nechassim. The chiv machzah shekel is on me, okay? How could that change based on the status of the nechassim? What are you telling me? That if I'm giving Machzah Shekel from Tzvusas Abayis, then I'm giving one Nesina. What do you mean one Nesina? The Chiv is on me. Which account I give it from shouldn't make any kind of difference. See, Ma'aser Behem, at least, it's also Shver. But Ma'aser Behem, at least you could take it. I don't have a Chiv like a Kafta the Gavra, Ma'aser Behem. The Chiv is generated by the cattle. So there you could say, well, there's this type of cattle, this type of obligation, is that type of cattle, that type of obligation, because the obligation is being generated by the chifts. But machzah shekel is your obligation. You wake up in the morning, you have a chiv machzah shekel. I don't care where you get it from. You can take it from stocks, your bonds, your securities, your life insurance policy. I have to mean it where you take it from. So how does it transform? We took it from Tfusas Abayis. Oh, now we look at it like it's one shekel. What do you mean one shekel? Two separate chiyuvim. Again, these are all just added problems to the ikar problem, which is to understand how is Tfusas Abayis work? How does it somehow, get around the whole element of shutfas? The whole Loshan Amish is also shver, but that's not nishkeferlach, why it's jumping to Kalban for? It's just making things confusing. Let me just say, Ha'achin, ha'shutfim, shekonu b'tfusas habayis, chayim b'mayis b'mayim. Period. The halacha of kalban is found in Masech HaShkolim. Okay, it's not giving any more clarity, it's only making us more dizzy. When it's chayovim b'kalban, p'tuvim b'mayis b'mayim, p'tuvim b'kalban, chayovim b'mayis, it's not making anything clearer. The Mishnah could have just read one line, Ha'achin, ha'shutfim, Tfus Abayis, Chayov Mimaisa Behemah, Chosav Nishtatfu, Ptur Mimaisa Behemah. End of story, period. There's nothing more from Machzah Shekel that's being taught to us. No new lumdus. Says the Mishnah, Konum Tfus Abayis, Chayovim, which is really the point that the Mishnah was trying to say in the Reisha, Konum Tfus Abayis, Chayovim, the imlav p'tuchim. And if not, they're potter. Choku, v'chozu v'nishtakfu, chayoven b'kalbin, because they're regular shutfim, uptum imaisa behema, because they're regular shutfim. Now this is all Rashi's, the way Rashi learns, and many of the Rishonim, and the Rambam that we brought down here in Ma'ar Mekremis, if you look at the Rambam has a different shita. Perek Vov Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Halakech Teloyim. Shenoldu b'shanazu, Shenoldu b'matzona, Galoptu m'maisa behema, Shivoldu b'shuzi. We went into this Rambam last week. L'fikach ha-shutfim shenishtatu b'behemes, Ve'vizim me'etlam v'nehu, V'ilvon, Tum m'maisa behema. But look what he says. He doesn't learn like Rashi. He says, V'chein ha'achim she'yoshu t'loim me'aviyem, Ha'reyim tum m'maisa behema. So the Rambam learns differently than Rashi. The Rambam learns Tfusas Abayis is regular Shutfas. It's regular Shutfas. Right? Ha'achem she'yoshu t'lo me'aviyam ha'reyim p'tum m'maisa behem. Potum ha'maisa. Aval ha'noldim b'shutfas la'acham mikar me'ilu ha'behemes. Bein l'shutfim, bein l'achim, chayovim b'maisa. So the Rambam is a very creative way of learning. The Rambam learns there's no real separate, seems to learn, there's no separate p'tur for shutfim. Shutfim is lakuach. The Rambam learns the shutfis alone is lakuach. In other words, the p'tur is not that it's a bilus of shutfis. Shutfis doesn't pater from Ma'aseh Behemah the way the Rambam learns. Lakuach paters from Ma'aseh Behemah. But the act of shutfis is a ma'aseh lakicha. When two people get together and they merge, the merging itself is a transaction. So any behemoths that were part of that merge are lakuach. The next generation is chayiv because all it is shutfis without lakuach. So the Rambam holds that shutfis only paters the dorishim. It's even less than a mitzri. The Rambam learns the p'tur is only that initial transaction. When you make shutfis, that's when you parter from, and it's not shutfis really. In fact, the Rit al-Ghazi asks, the Gemara brings two miyutim. One for shutfis, and one year lacha to be memayit, lakuach, and yoshim. So l'chayr, according to the Rambam, why do we have a separate p'tur for shutfas? You don't need one. It's all l'kuach. Right? The Rit al-Ghazi is that kash. So the Rambam obviously learns our Mishnah differently. It doesn't learn like Rashi. Rashi learns the girsa. The Rambam himself says, ha'ach and ha'shutfim. If you look at the Rambam's girsa, he learns Taka that our Mishnah is talking about. Ha'achin ve'ashutfe. Rashi's gear says ha'achin ha'shutfe. Rashi's gear says that our Mishnah is strictly talking about brothers and the difference between tfusus habayis and regular. According to the Rambam, our Mishnah is not talking about anything special about brothers. Happens to be talking about brothers, but there's nothing special about brothers. So the Rambam really bypasses the whole concept of Tfusus Abayis. Why does the Mishnah say Hakim? Why does it say Shutfim? It's a Dibeh Behoiva. It's Takanat. It's Lav Davka. It's Ha'achin Ve'ashutfim. According to the Rambam, it's same thing. Same halacha. No, it could even be that according to the Rambam, the Mishnah is trying to tell you there is no difference. Meaning, for the just said Ashutfim, you think like Rashi. In other words, according to the Rambam's Girsa, Ha'achin ve'ashutfim, it's one and the same. And you, why does it have to say it for? Hagufa, not like Rashi. So there's other complications in how you read the Mishnah and how you read the Sugya according to the Rambam. But in Lomdus, the Rambam is very geschmack. Because the Rambam learns there is no difference between Tfusus Abayis and regular shutfas, it's all the same, and it's all based on one thing. The transaction makes it lakuach, period. In which case, the Yerusha makes it lakuach. When Reuven dies, and he leaves his nechasim over to Shimon and Levi, that's a lakuach. That transfer is a lakuach, and therefore the initial generation is potter, and for the future, they'll be chayev. What? The Rambam will shoot from the chayev. Yes! The Rambam holds that shoot from a chayev. The Rambam holds shutfus patters. Shutfus a chayev. Shutfus patters. Shutfus is like lakuach. Shutfus patters. So just like lakuach doesn't patter the next generation, right? You buy a behemoth, that behemoth is potter from Maisa behemoth. The next one is chayv in Maisa behemoth. So the Rambam shutfus is the same. The next door is chayv in Maisa behemoth. The first door is potter, not because it's a bilus of shutfus, but because the Maisa shutfus is a Maisa lekicha. No different if you went and you bought it. That's how the Rambam reads our Mishnah. Now, what's open for debate is, according to the Rambam, what would be if there's one Yerush? Because then the Mishnah really confused us. See, if the Mishnah, David was asking, why, according to the Rambam, why did the Mishnah even say Achen? So that's not a fair lach. Because like I said, that's a bit chiddush. Achen is shutfin. But if in fact the Rambam's halacha is applicable even to a Yerush Echad, you follow what I'm saying? Reuven dies, he leaves one Yerush, Shimon. Shimon's also potter. Because he's lakuach. He got it by Yerusha. Right? So if you learn that way, then the Mishnah really led us astray. It's like Lifnei Iver Lisita Mishnah. Because when you read our Mishnah, it reads as a shutfus tikka halacha. Nobody would read our Mishnah and say, oh, if one guy yarshens his father, he's potter from Maisa Behemah. It's not the way it reads. So in fact, if you look at the Lechem Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah wants to say that if it's one, ain't a chanami. First, he goes through the different gersa between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi goes to Achen Hashutfin v'kulu chodem milsi. Okay, that's Rashi. He says, but the Rambam doesn't learn like that. Avol gersas Rabbeinu Zal ha'achin v'hashutfin u'mastitun oy k'toni v'ochi koma oy a'achin oy shutof. That's what he says. Calls Manshul Yoldu Abahim the Boy the Meshutvan from Yoldu Achar Shituf Chayovim. Mimne Shihu Soiver calls Manshul Moman Ashutvis Kayamim Chayovim Bekam Shikim Shamoman Adai and Oimid Behin Havi Kiluhim Shnaim Nifrodim. Now we're missing the next page in the Rambam. I mean, we have the Rambam, but the Lechem Mishnah. But the Lechem Mishnah concludes that according to the Rambam, if it would be one, then it would taka be, it would be chayiv in Maisa Behem. That's very shver, because one of shuch. If we view Yerusha as a Maisa Lekicha, then even one should be put. And if we don't view Yerusha as a Maisa Lekicha, then according to the Rambam Shita, even if there's five Yerushim, they should be put. Because the Rambam doesn't learn that shutfus patters. The Rambam learns lekicha patters. And the only reason why shutfus is potter is because it's lekuach. And the only reason why Yerushim are potter is because since they got it through Yerusha, it's lekuach. So what's the difference if it's one shutter, one Yerush, or 10 Yerush? It should be the same halach. But the Lacha Mishnah says no. If it's one Yerush, then even according to the Rambam, it's Chayiv and Maisa Behem. One Yerush Yarshan's cattle from his father, Chayiv and Maisa Behem. Now again, I think what's, forgetting Svara, what's Machayiv him to learn that way is because otherwise the Mishnah doesn't knack. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't knack. Because then the Mishnah really led us astray when it said Ha'ach and Ha'shutfin. Because it's really not, it's not that way. Huh? I understand, but it's that's why I called it Lifnei Yivel Oisitin Mishnah. Definitely doesn't read that way. Yeah, I'm not telling you you can't make Ukimtas and Mises, but that's not the way Rabbeinu HaKadosh would teach us Halacha. That one Yerush with Tfusas Abayis with Chazru V'Kana, what's Chazru V'Kana? Nothing to do with Chazru V'Kana. It has no Shaykhis to the whole thing, according to the Rambam. So Bishloima, if you learn, it's only by multiples. So you should know that the Lecha Mishnah's approach is accepted by Reb Chaim. The Chiddush of Reb Chaim, Alevi al Rambam, he learns like the Lecha Mishnah as well, tries to give it some tavlin. And the Minchas Chinuch also learns that way. Because the look at the, I'm not going to go through the whole Minchas Chinuch now, but if you look at the Minchas Chinuch we have here outlined in the second paragraph, which starts with V'hine L'das HaRambam, the Shutfis Potter B'nishtatfu Mitam L'Kuach. If you go to the end of that piece, he says, V'hine, Afla Rambam Da'achim B'Yerusha Gamkein Pturim, Avul Yerusha Chayev B'Vadai, Da'hainu, Im Ein Rak Yerush Echod, Yerush Einei Kilokuach V'Zeh Poshut. Yeah, very young. He's saying it's simple like that. That if there's one Yerush, there's one Yerush, then Zichud is a din of Ma'aseh Bein. Before the Chalukah? That's really the way Reb Chaim understands. Reb Chaim, when he Reb Chaim also holds this way, and Reb Chaim tries to explain it in that way. The way Reb Chaim sees it is similar to what David is saying: is that the Yoshim Yarshim, Yerusha is not a Ma'aseh Lekicha, Be'etzem, but the conclusion of each one of them holding on to the Yerusha card, and those Yerusha cards merging. That's the Lekicha. Has to be before the Chalukah. Has to be before the Chalukah. Because that's the whole point. The Rambam holds before the Chalukah, it's Potter. He calls it Shutfis. So then it would almost come out that the Rambam, Mamish holds that not only he argues with the Halacha of Rashi, according to Reb Chaim, not only does he argue with the Halacha of Rashi, Rashi holds Shutfim is Potter. Rashi holds if two brothers would unite and keep it lo'olam, it'll be potter forever. I'm talking about after. Rashi holds if Yerushim would separate and then reunite and stay that way, they'd stay partners. These two brothers are partners. Make a division and then have a partnership. According to Rashi, they could go into the cattle business. And the cattle are tsoif kol adoris, heim ubneim ubnei bneim, are potter from Isabama forever. According to the Rambam, that's not the halacha. The Rambam only holds the initial generation. But it would come out the way Reb Chaim is learning, it's the opposite of Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? Because according to Rashi, the whole difference between Tfusas Abayis and post-Tfusas Abayis is that till Tfusas Abayis, there is no manipulation between my ownership and your ownership. It's intact. And according to the Rambam, he's even arguing conceptually on Tfusas Abayis. He holds that Tfus HaBayis really is a chalukah. It's like a chalukah and a rejoining, according to the Rambam. So he not only argues halachically with Rashi, but the way Reb Chaim and the Lecha Mishnah are learning, the Rambam would have to argue even conceptually. Because conceptually, according to Rashi and most of the Rishonim, there's a pre-chalukah state and a post-chalukah state. As we said, it's hard to understand what that is. But the But the concept is that the pre-Chalukah state is there's been no manipulation in our ownerships. It's this one joint corporate ownership that doesn't recognize the Yoshim as individuals. That's the loosely explained. That's how you learn it. The Yerusha doesn't recognize that it has separate owners. In fact, if you look at Rashi's Lashon in the Gemara, he uses that Lashon. He says that the reason why it's... If you look at Rashi, he says like this, he says... And then he says, "Kshechayoven b'maisa behema." Rashi divrei maschuluk even in the Mishnah. Kshechayoven kegoyin shloi choku. Va'al dayin tfisas base Yerushas aviem kayemes. It's still in the state that it was by their father. The loy havi keshutzes kedama begemara. Yochla fil konav tamad loy meyir alma kaviem domu. Kaviem domu. Okay? If you look at the next Rashi, Pturim and Akalbim, Shnayim, Imnoistim, Behin Shnayim, Selosholim, the Bimokom Aviyam Kaimi Nichsi. The money is still by the father. The Ilu Aviyov Avuom Sela obeys Bonov. If the father would have given a Sela, Loyo Yonoisim Kalbim Lechiluv, Shekain Derech Loyalom. Shamachayev shnei chatzoy shkolim loisin shekel sholem. V'lo yavik shnei anoshim hametzaf in shnei chatzoy shlom usalecho. So Rashi keeps on repeating that the way Rashi sees it is that before Chalukah, it's still like the father is here. It's not Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. It's Yankev is here. As far as the money is concerned, it's like Yankev is still here. That's the way Rashi reads. It comes out, according to the Rambam, that as long that may be true, by the way, according to the Rambam, if there's one Yerush. But once there's multiple Yerushim, then each Yerush has his Schus, and the Schus alone creates a manifestation on the Nechosim that it's not Bishus Avim. It's Bishus the Yerushim. And therefore, that itself gives it a status of lekuach. Whereas, if there's one yerush, it's not lekuach. Why? Because then it's taka. So it would come out almost like the Rambam holds of the concept of tfusas abayis by one yerush. By one yerush, there's something called tfusas abayis. By one yerush, it's not lekuach. It's tfusas abayis, which very straight could be translated as it's holding on to the house. You're holding on to the base abba, right? You're holding on to the house. And memele, it's takanata lokuach. But once there's multiple yoshim, so the schuyas alone that the yoshim have create a status of lokuach. No, it breaks the tfusas abayis. According to the Rambam, it breaks it. No, because there's still, till now it was owned to Yankev Avinu. Yankev Avinu died. A mace can't own the Nechosim. He had one Yerush. Somehow, now Reuven owns the Nechosim. So if we consider that transfer a Lekuach, you have a problem. The Rambam considers the five Yerushim Lekuach. So David was trying to say, it's really Reb Chaim's Yesoid, which is, it's not that the Yerusha is the Lekuach, it's each Yerush having a Schus makes it Lekuach. Each Yerush comes, he says, I have a Schus, you have a Schus, you have a Schus. Now we all, again, this is all happening simultaneously. It's not like it's a process. It's all simultaneously happening that Yaakov dies, he leaves Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They all have Schus Yerusha. The Schus Yerusha immediately matures, And the maturity of the Zchus Yerusha and its conclusion is called Lekuach. Because now there's an effect on the Nechasim. The Nechasim have to start bouncing around. The ownership is being bounced around between the different Shuts. When you don't need, that's how it has to be. Clearly, I think the Minchas Chinuch learns that way, because the way he writes it, he says it's poshut that a Yerush is not, he says Yerush ain't a kilakech. What do you mean ain't a kilakech? We're going in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says Yerush is lekech. But he says Yerush echad is not a lekech. That's what I'm saying. So all I'm saying is al korchach, the Minchas Chinuch understands that the Yerusha process alone is not lekech. You follow? Yerusha process is not lekech. It's the conclusion of different brothers having schusim that makes a matzav of lekech.
Is it the creation of the beneficial rights, or is it the settling of the estate?
They didn't settle the estate. It's the rights themselves. The financial interest alone is called lekuach, according to the Rambam. Okay. Zog die Gemara. The Chazon Ish has another mahalach which we'll get to that will maybe shed a little more light on the sheet of the Rambam. Because we're coming out now that Yerusha is not lekuach, and yet multiple brothers is lekuach. And yet, the brothers are getting, all the brothers' rights are still not coming from each other. They're coming from the father. So we're really walking a very thin line here. Because the brothers are not getting schusim from each other, they got schusim directly from the father. And that transfer is not called lekuach. So why should it be? Why should it be called lekuach? Before chalukah. The transfer alone is not lekuach, right? So now we have a status. We have a bunch of yerushim that have nechasim that they got through Yerusha, which is not lekuach. They didn't get it from each other. That's for sure not. They got it from the father. So why does it all of a sudden? All we're saying, almost saying a brisket din. Din is that if you have multiple yerushim, that creates a status of lekuach. Why? Why? Whatever schus I have in these behemoths, I got b'Yerusha. My brother got a b'Yerusha. My other brother got a b'Yerusha. I'm saying, but whatever schusim I have here is Yerusha schusim. I didn't get any other, I didn't make a kinyan with my brother. The only kinyan I have on these cows, the only kinyan I have on these cows, is the one that I got from Yerusha. So, and Yerusha is not like Eich. So why do I all of a sudden become a lekech? Because there's another brother who also, his only rights are Yerush. So you can identify it, fine. But it's not lekech, that's what I'm saying. Once you're saying that Yerush is not lekech, so it's not lekech. It's not lekech. So why if there's five of them, is it lekech? It's just very not clear. You're saying against each other with lekech. But what's against each other? We didn't do anything yet against each other. Right now, the only schus I have in the nechasim now is the one that I got from whoever was Meirish me. That's the only schus I have in it. 100 cows fell to the 50 yarshim. The only schus the 50 yarshim have is that which they got from whoever was Meirish it. They're not working against each other yet. I understand, but those rights have not materialized.
Well, they automatically do, because they each have,
I didn't get anything from you.
But each have claims to each other's part.
Right now, what I own, did I get from you?
No, but we each have a
share. I understand, but where did I get what I own?
You got it from the father.
Okay, is that called lekicha? What you get from your father, is that called lekicha?
Yes.
What? Rabbi Yisai, another thing you have to bear in mind, which I don't think the Olam is really taking this in, is that according to the Rambam, Shutfis alone is not called lekuach. Every shutfis has that issue where our ownerships are battling, right? Every shutfis. But the Rambam holds that if you have a, if you own a farm b'shutfis with somebody, all the cattle that are born are chayiv. Now every, that's what I'm trying to chap. Every behemoth that's born on this farm that we own b'shutfis has the same situation that the Yerusha had. But it's chayiv in my behemoth according to the Rambam. Right? You had a farm. Okay? The Rambam holds, you bought the farm 30 years ago, b'shutfis. So whatever cattle, those couple of behemoths that were on the farm at that time, potter from ma'aser behem. But then everything, ad soif kol adoiris, is chayiv in ma'aser behem. Right? Every behemoth that's born on this farm, what happens to that ownership? Split with what? I have my rights, you have your rights, and those rights are what? So it's exactly like, why is Yerusha different? Why can't we look at Yerusha as a birth? There was a Yerusha. You're telling me the act of Yerusha alone is not lakich. Because if it would be, then even one Yerush would be potter. So we're saying Poshet Alecha Mishnah, the Milchas Chinuch, Reb Chaim, which I'm saying I think that you have to learn like them, because our Mishnah only reads like them. So if there's one Yerush, Chayiv in Ma'aser Behem. Why is it Chayiv in Ma'aser Behem? Because Yerusha is not Lakicha. Right? Right? But if there's multiple brothers, then it's called Lakuach. Why? Because our ownerships are conflicting, like David, like you were saying, right? The ownerships are conflicting. No, I'm asking you, why is that different than every behemoth that's born from behemoth ha-shutfim?
Because the shutfim own the behemoth, and the brothers don't own anything. The father has a right as a moirish to say, mine of us go to my family. Who, what, how makes no difference. It's the five brothers that then have to go ahead and figure out how they get it. The father says,
the father says nothing, the Torah says.
Correct.
The father could be standing on his head.
Correct. You are entitled.
The Torah says that the five brothers yarshin their father. That's what the Torah says. That's what my Torah says. Not mine, the one that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the house.
The Torah says that
when Yaakov Avinu dies, his sons yarshin his nechasim.
Right.
Says the Rambam that if there's one son, again, this is the way everybody understands the Rambam. If there's one son, it's chayiv in ma'aser behem. Right? But if there's five sons, then it's shutfis. It's potter from ma'aser behem. But the Rambam holds shutfis is chayiv in ma'aser behem. Then it's lekuach. Why is it lekuach? So the only explanation I'm getting from the Olam here, which is really what Reb Chaim says, is the status of lekuach is not coming from the top down, it's coming sideways. Right? The Yorshim, their battle with the cattle makes it into lekuach. Right? So what I'm saying is that if that's true, why doesn't the Rambam have that same issue every time an animal is born and there's bilus?
There's no battle. They each own it 50-50.
Over here also they each own 50-50.
Not really, because they're really going to split the cattle eventually. So if there's five brothers, it's 50, they're each going to eventually get 10.
I don't care what you're saying. They could keep it like this forever if they'd like. And the shutfim on the farm could split it too if they'd like.
But they don't.
Because that's a farm.
They can't shutfim because they want to have equal
shutfim. And now they're not getting along anymore. Now halacha changes, David. Now the two shutfim, they're in divorce court. Now halacha changes according to you.
Well, now they're going to have to see.
You have two brothers that want to stay like this. Lord, they're by the Levaya hugging each other. We're going to be Yoshim. At Seif Kaladers till Mashiach comes, and the other, the farm guys, they're in court suing each other because they want to break the Yerusha. That makes no difference in Allah.
In my mind, eventually
you can't use your psychology here.
In my mind, no, that the brothers are going to split it.
Who says? Who in the world says they're going to split it? It's up to them, like any shutfis. That's the kasha. You're saying over the kasha. That's the kasha. But the reason why, according to the Rambam, shutfis is lekuach is because there's a lekicha. The act of making the shutfis is the lekicha, right? But here, the act that made them shutfim was Yerusha, which Yerusha is not a ma'aseh lekicha. That's why by one Yerush it's not called lekuach. So all you have is they became your. The problem I have is a simple thing. According to the Rambam, it's not the status of shutfis that makes the Ptur Maisa Behemoth. It's the Maisa shutfis. So L'chayr by Yerusha, it's exactly what you have. You have a status without a action that made it. The action that made it was the Yerusha. The Yerusha, you're telling me, is not a Maisa L'kicha. Because L'kicha doesn't recognize the difference between one or multiples. Potter from Maisa Behemah. Every lekuach is potter from Maisa Behemah. Makes no difference if it's one owner or 1,000 owners. Potter, right? So the status of lekicha doesn't change by how many people buying something. That's the whole point of the Rambam. Says the Rambam, shutfus is potter not because there's multiples, but because the act of making the shutfus is lekicha. Fine. That's why next generation is chayev. Even though the status of the nechassim is the same. First generation, second generation, third generation. It's the same shutfis. But the second, third generation, according to the Rambam, is chayv and ma'isa behemah. It's only what they actually did, the ma'isa shutfis. So I'm asking you, Yerusha, is that a ma'isa lekicha or not? So the answer you all said, not what you said, what the Lecha Mishnah and the Mechas Chinuch and Reb Chaim, it's not lekicha. Not lekicha. And that's why, if there's one Yerush, chayv and ma'isa behemah. But if there's multiple Yerushim, the Rambam says it's Potter. Why? So you tell me, well, there's an inner conflict which creates a Din Lekuach. So I'm asking you, why does that conflict create a Din Lekuach more than every Shutfis, second, third, fourth, fifth generation? But nothing happened yet. David, nothing happened yet.
Maybe he knows it's like an intermediate step.
Who?
A chalukah of sorts.
Who? Who did that?
The brothers. First, you had Arusha. When you have Arusha, the two brothers. First, it goes into the estate. And then there's some type, it happens instantly, of course, but right away, there's some type of transaction between the brothers. Even to have the interest in the estate, even before the chalukah.
So what would it be without that?
Unresolved.
It's still unresolved. It's still unresolved. You're telling me it goes from state A of unresolved to state B unresolved? I don't get it. Why? What's your source that there's even such a thing? If you want to tell me it's Xeris HaKosov, fine. I'm not accepting it, but that if that's your brainstorm here. No, I'm saying if you're telling me you have a brainstorm here, state in the Rambam that they yashin it, and then there's some kind of lekucha that happens as a gzeres hakosuv, but it still stays a cholent, but there's cholent phase one, and cholent phase two, it is a gzeres hakosuv. See, okay, you're not answering the question, you just think Azuyis. You could go to Brisk. As it is, that's it. No, I'm like that. It's not a svara. And this is all svara. If we had psukim, then I would understand. We have a pasuk that says, we have two psukim. One pasuk said brothers are potter, one pasuk said brothers are chayev. We don't say, you know what, pametva. When brothers yashin together, then this is the halacha, the potter from Maisa Ben. When brothers yashin, we have nothing. It's all svara.
some sort of obligation that comes from one brother to another. That's a Pishnayim. That's
on the Pishnayim. I'm asking to that. You see, what Joey's saying is a good svara. I would have no problem with that. Meaning, if the halacha would be, that Bechor's Pishnayim has a din of Lakuach, I would have no problem, based on what we said a couple of weeks ago, that there's a din on the brothers to give, to award the Bechor, and they're this psukim, by the way, Joey. That's the whole point. I didn't say that in svara. I wasn't as brazen as David Stam saved Tzipzah. There's psukim there. It says, loses loy. So the Gemara learns out, matana kaya rachmana. The Gemara learns out there's some kind of awarding. You award the Bechor this other. But we're still dealing in the, without psukim. Without psukim, we know one thing. A father dies, fa'avartem es nachlosoi lebanav. Actually, the Torah never even spoke about one brother versus multiple brothers. The Torah spoke about a Bechor. Okay? I just want to get the record straight. There is no separate parashas nachlas for multiple brothers than one brother. There's only one parasha in the Torah, nachlas. The only difference we have is if there's a bechor. But if there's no bechor, the Torah made no distinction between one son or 10 sons. So I'm not ready to accept, without a raya, that there's some kind of intermediary state that something happens here. It's an unresolved state. But there's a phase two of an unresolved state. There's an instantaneous unresolved status, and that instantaneously transfers to another unresolved status. And it's that transfer that makes it lakuach. When I only have one pasuk in the Torah, ish ki yamus, uvenein lo yavartem nachlosik. That's all the Torah says.
Because when you have only one child, there's no need for it. There's no need for it. It's possible that the son is Yerushalayim. So he gets it. There's no meaning. When there's multiple brothers,
we're not talking. Akiva, we're not talking about an intermediary state. What David was trying to say is, I'm sorry, David, you're getting punched here. But David was trying to say, there's two intermediary states. We're all in agreeable there's an intermediary state. That's called Tfusus Abayis. But the Rambam doesn't recognize Tfusus Abayis as something remarkable. Tfusus Abayis is regular. There's nothing special about Tfusus
Abayis. Tfusus Abayis by one child.
By one Yerush. By one Yerush, there is Tfusus Abayis. It's not Lakuach. That's all.
Because he was Yerush. There is no Tfusus Abayis. That's what I'm saying. Tfusus Abayis is a concept of an estate. Then you have multiple.
Akiva, I got news for you. There's no pasuk in Torah that there's something called Tfusus Abayis either. What's forcing us to make statuses? The Torah said. The Torah never even said that they have to split it ever. Getting back to David. The Torah never said anybody has to split anything. The brothers inherit money from the father. They're automatically shutfim. It's automatic. You want to split? Split. You don't want to split? Don't split. I mean, you're like any shutfim. I got news for you. If you yashin something from the father, it's ain't by kedei chalukah. So you can't force your brother to split it. And if you yashin something from your father, that's yesh by kedei chalukah, you could force him, and any shutf could do that. It's not like By Yerusha, you have some special schus to split. What I'm trying to say is, what forces us to say that it is Lakuach, it's not Lakuach, it's Yerusha. Yerusha is not Lakuach. That everybody's agreeing. That according to the Rambam, the mere fact that something went down by Yerusha doesn't make it Lakuach. Because then you would never have a Yerush that's Chayiv and Ma'aseh Behemah, unacceptable. So it's only if there's multiple Yerush. So what's forcing us to say a multiple Yerushim are different than one? That's what you're trying to say. So what's your answer to that question? Don't tell me Tfusus Abayis, because we have no need to say that there's such a thing called Tfusus Abayis. You're making it up. But Shutfus is not a problem. Why is it Lakuach? Shutfus doesn't pater from Ma'aseh Behemah, according to the Rambam. What pater from Ma'aseh Behemah is the act of Lakuach, which normally There's no shortcut. And that's what the Rambam says clearly. There's no way to become a shutif without making a lekuach. Because you know why? Whenever you want to become a shutif with somebody, Akiva, you got to open up choshe mishpat, and you got to go through how do you buy something, right? And you have to use that for shutfis. If you didn't, this is where the question becomes so clear. If there would be a way to become a shutif without making kinyonim, there'd be another magic way to become shutif. The Rambam would agree shutfis is not lekuach. The only reason why the Rambam says shutfis is lekuach is the fact that I'm being makna to you some of my rights, that's lekuach. And since the only way to do that is to use the kinyonim, if it's a behemadaka, it's bahagboh, if it's a behemagasa, that's why. So I'm asking you a simple question. Yerusha is a shortcut. Yerusha doesn't need kinyonim. And that's why a Yerush Echad is chayiv in Maisa Behema, because he had a way of acquiring the animal without needing a Maisa Kinyan. And Lekicha is not, and Yerusha is not called a Maisa Kinyan. So I'm asking you the same question. So now we have five brothers that had a way to acquire it without a Kinyan.
No, only
if
they split it up.
And that's
splitting up.
Feel like I'm
that's splitting up with a Kinyan.
If the halacha would be that the Torah only gave parshas kinyanim when you want to buy something personally. If you want to buy something the shutfis, you wouldn't need to make a ma'aseh kinyan. The Rambam would then say that shutfis is chayiv in ma'aseh behemah. He very clearly explains that the only reason why shutfis is potter is because you need to make a kinyan. Reuven has to be makna his chelik to Shimon in order for that to happen. Now, we're all in agreement that a Yerush doesn't need his brother. His brother could stand on his head and say, I'm not, I refuse, it's not. You know how many, I deal with that all the time. Not masking. Say, the kid with your masking. The Torah was Yerush, your brother, from your father. His rights come from your father, not from you. The Bechor, like Joey said, is a different thing. Bechor may be different, but Yerusha comes from the father. So why in the world does it make it lekuach? Here I became a shutif without utilizing the kinyanim shedvar niknim bahem. I used my Yerusha ticket. And Yerusha ticket is not called lekuach. We didn't divide it yet.
How are you thinking of dividing it?
I'm not. I love my brother. We're going to stay like this forever.
And
I don't know what you want from me. How am I thinking? I'm not thinking. I love my brother. He loves me. We could be forever partners. We're keeping it just the way it is. Exactly the way Grandpa had it. We're going to even wear the same overalls. The farm is going to be exactly ran the same way. The same straw hats. Everything is going to be the way as you see it. Zok the Rambam. Beautiful. Hinei matoivu manoyim. Shevezachem gam yachad. All the future generations are going to be chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah. Right? But this first door rishon lo yavod b'kal Hashem. Why? Because it's lekuach. What's lekuach? I thought you just told me Yerusha is not lekuach. Then Zev is telling me Baba Mais is about planning to divide. We're not planning to divide anything. We're planning to stay together forever. So what's the problem? I'm asking you a simple, simple question. Like the Minchas Chinuch says, Ze Poshut, the Yerusha Einoi Lekucha. That's what we're trying to understand. The Torah only gave one parsha Yerusha. The Torah didn't give Yerusha for one, for two, for 20, for 50. The Torah gave one parsha Yerusha. One guy gets it the way 10 guys get it. It's not like when 10 guys come in, we go, oh, you got to go to parsha B. He goes to the same parsha as Pinchas, the same parsha as Yerusha, Ishki Yomus Uben Einloi. He's using the same schus. So I don't get it. Is that Yerusha ticket make you lekeach or not? If it doesn't make you lekeach, so it's not lekeach. Why? Why are they different than all shutfim forever that don't plant the divide? It's chayiv in Ma'aseh Behemah.
Because there they did it themselves. They didn't get anything from their
So they did themselves makes it better? Rabbeinu Dalmakul. The fact that they did themselves makes it worse. That's the lekuach. The lekuach. So here you don't have a lekuach at all. We didn't divide anything. We're not planning to divide, ever. We're going to use it to what? We're going to use it the way it is. Okay, we'll continue next week.
You're not giving us the answer?
Maybe we'll finish next week. I don't even know if we'll finish. Yeah, Rabbi Sai is like this. I'm speaking in Lakewood next week in the morning, so I would like to give Shir Matzah Shabbos. I have to give Joey enough time to come in. That works for you? 9 o'clock is good? Huh? So next week, 9 o'clock is good? You're here anyway, no? You're here, no? So good. So 9? Oh. Good, somebody's thinking here.
Somebody has, I have a boss and you have a boss. In some cases.
That's right. What time is the open house?
I don't know.
I think it's 8:30.
That's not my job.
It's 8:30. So we can only do it right after Shabbat, 7:30. 7:30 work, or that's too early? That's okay? 7:30? Okay, so we'll send a confirmation, but 7:30. Right after Ovos Subbanim, right? That's what? 7:30. 7:30, okay.
Potter, Yarshiva Potter, before.